Oh, there you are. Oh, hey, don't try to run away again. Yeah, you almost got me there, hiding behind those trash cans in the alleyway, but silly. Now you're cornered. So, yeah. Listen to what I have to say. And don't think I can't see your wandering eyes, trying to find a path to make a run for it, yeah? But there's nowhere to run. Okay. Now that you are standing still. Well, what do you have to say? Avoiding me for weeks. Sheesh. You're pretty good. You've been staying in public places, but a few weeks pass, and you slipped up, didn't you? Taking this quieter path home, and trying to hide in the alleyway? Thanks for that, I guess. Even though you betrayed me, so I'm not really thankful, am I? Why? 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 Did you break up with me? I'm the best you ever had, and the best you ever will have. And oh yeah, I want my video game back. The Legend of Zelda one? Yeah, I'm not stupid. I know you secretly planned it. I mean, breaking up with me right after your birthday? You knew I'd buy that game for you. You planned this, you scammer. Everything I do for you. Buying you games. Treating you like the perfect partner, doing everything for you. And what do you do in return? Break up with me. For no reason. How could you leave me? Only I love you. No one else loves you. All your friends are liars and fakes. They just want to use you. I'm real. I bought you that game. Didn't I? I want you to be happy. Only I love you. No one else. Yeah, so you know what that means. It means no one is ever going to love you in the future. You broke up with me. So you're gonna be alone forever. Tough luck. So, those are your options. Either get back with me or be alone. Traitor. Oh, you know it's true. Don't look so shocked. Don't act like what I'm saying isn't completely the truth. I'm not being overdramatic. It's the truth. Now, you know what? It's actually better, because I'm gonna tell all your so-called friends all the deep, dark secrets you told me. Yeah? Aw, you don't want them to know about those things? Well, it might teach you a lesson. It's for your own good. That's better. Begging me, huh? Begging me not to tell. I know. And I'm so forgiving. If you get back with me, sweetie, I won't tell anyone. Yeah. On your knees like that. Keep crying. Yeah, because that crying and apologizing to me, that's a really good look for you. You're so sorry. So very sorry. Oh, I know. You have to be. I'm the only one for you. I know. You made a huge mistake, I know. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm so kind and forgiving. You're so lucky to have me. My darling, come on. Let me take you somewhere safe and comfortable. After all, you don't want to be on this dirty street, do you? No. Oh, you've really given up, haven't you? You're completely at my mercy. Those secrets, you really don't want them out, do you? I'm glad that made you see some sense. Well, let's go now. We're here, finally, home sweet home. Yeah, I'm sorry, you had to wear the blindfold. It's just, I didn't want you to be so shocked. As you can see, I've, been working on that dungeon. You remember, don't you? I was always fantasizing about having my own dungeon. As you can see, there's a cell just for you, and some nice chains. Ready? Oh, darling, I'm dead serious. I want you to be in that cell. That's gonna be your home from now on, at least for the foreseeable future. Well, yes, I did forgive you, but I can't forgive you that easily. After all, you betrayed me, darling. How could you do that? After all I did for you. You ran away. You didn't want to be with me anymore. You were afraid of me. You thought I was violent and sick in the head, saying such cruel things to me. Why? 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 All I do is love you. And I'll show you. I'll show you by keeping you here. I can watch you here. I can love you here. It's better. It's gonna improve our relationship. Finally, we can keep out all the toxic friends and, your toxic family members. They're always trying to interfere in our relationship. But now you're going no contact. And you're gonna prove to me that you're loyal. Oh, we're gonna have a lot of fun in this dungeon, darling. Now, I don't know how long it will take for you to obey and to stop having these weird feelings, like you want to escape, like you don't want to be with me or something, or you think you can find better, because those are some pesky feelings that you have. I really, really don't like those. I don't like the fact that you think you could do better, that you might have a slight inkling that there's a chance that someone else could love you, when there is absolutely no chance. I am the only one for you, and it's disturbing for me that you don't see that, you don't understand that. What? Why are you giving me that look? Do you have something to say? Huh. No, you don't dare to say anything. I don't understand why you're giving me that look then. Like, almost like you don't agree with what I'm saying, but you're too afraid to speak up. You have some kind of defeated look. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to enjoy this cell. I want you to enjoy this dungeon. And I want so much for you to enjoy this, darling. Maybe you just need... you just need to get used to it. Yes, the cell is not that bad. The ground is not that hard. It's very comfortable. Once you know what it represents safety and security and being cared for by me, so focus on that, okay, darling? Yeah. Now, put on these chains. Good darling. Okay. Now we can really begin. Oh yes, I have a lot of plans for you. Lots of fun ideas. After all, I finally have this dungeon for the both of us. Better put it to good use. Now we can begin. Let me just show you all the fun things we can do. I see you're getting used to your chains, but you know, I think we should try something more fun. You see, I have a strap on, and I'd like to take you. Yeah, just to show you who's boss. So what do you think, darling? Are you eager to prove to me that you really do love me? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to fuck you while you're hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, you see, I can adjust these chains so that you're hanging in midair. Yeah. What do you think about that? So helpless while I take you from behind. Good. Just stay still. Stay still while I hang your chains properly. Ah, there we go. I've been practicing with my body pillows, but I suppose you weigh a bit more than those. Now, if you're worried about the logistics of this, well, those chains are quite sturdy. You aren't going to move too much. Yes? The chains on your lower legs are holding you down to the ground. And the ones on your upper arms hold you up. So you are perfectly still for me. And I have a stool here. I can just stand on it. So I can reach that pretty little butt of yours. Now don't worry. You seem so worried. You need to trust me. I know what I'm doing. I was made for this. I was made to take you. Because you're mine. Okay, let me just put on this strap on. What do you think? It's a pretty nice strap on, isn't it? Oh, right. You can't move. You're completely chained. And I'm behind you. Okay, let me get in front of you for a moment. It's quite nice, isn't it? Oh, don't look afraid. It's not that big. It's pretty normal sized. Oh, I suppose it's true that you haven't been fucked in the ass before, so your ass isn't trained, but don't worry. I'll go slow. Of course. What kind of monster do you think I am? Now, let's do that pretty ass inspection. Perfectly nice cheeks. And spread it, and you have such a nice hole. Yeah, you do, darling. It's perfect for my cock. I mean, my strap-on. This is going to teach you to be obedient. You'll learn to like it. All right, I'm going to start with fingering, okay? Oh. Your ass is so tight. Even one finger is difficult. Okay, I'm gonna add a finger, two fingers, oh yeah, ass is getting looser, quite quickly, You're natural at this. You were made to be my obedient, submissive boy. Three fingers. Oof. Getting a bit challenging, but you're taking it. Oh yeah, you're taking it. I'm gonna lube up my cock now, okay? Yeah, it's not that much bigger than three fingers, come on. Only slightly. And you're doing so well. Okay, give me a moment. Gotta lube up my whole cock. Yeah, that's enough. Are you ready for me, darling? I'm gonna put in the strap-on. It's not like you can escape anyway. You can rattle those chains as much as you want, but it's not gonna stop my strap-on going in. Alright. Slowly. Putting it in slowly. Oh, your ass is so tight. Darling. Oh, so tight. Oh. Almost there. Oh. I'm in. And now we're gonna slowly take you. Good boy. Oh, darling. I'm feeling the forgiveness overwhelm me. You'll definitely be forgiven after this. Oh, yeah, take my cock. Oh, are you actually enjoying this? Yeah? Finally, you've come around. I mean, I was telling you. This is for us. Everything is for us to strengthen our relationship after you ran away from me and broke up with me, actually. Oh, man. You really need to take it, so I'll forgive you. Oh. I love to stretch your ass. Yeah. Yeah, take it. Yeah. Oh, good boy. Are you getting hard? Yeah. You enjoy it, don't you? You can't even stroke your own cock. You're completely chained up, but... Oh, you're so turned on, aren't you? Love when I fuck you hard. The ass like this. All my strength. Yeah. Pound you so hard. For the sake of our relationship being restored. Oh, yeah, take it. Oh, take it. Are you coming? Are you serious? Oh, you're so naughty. You got turned on by that. Enough to come without even stroking your cock. Oh, darling. Well, are you gonna thank me? Yeah? You never should have run away. You never should have broken up with me. Right? I know. I always know best.